כבוד. In 2.5 weeks, Pesach. What the Zohar says, or Talmud Uziel says, that Mashiach might come any day, but coming out of exile would be only on the night of Pesach. This is the night. So people should expect the night of Pesach to hear the shofar and to come out of exile. This is the power of that night. And the question is, what is really the power of that night? Why this is the only night that we can come out of exile? The Gemara says, Lel Shimurim Mul Hashem. Hashem decided to do it. But it's the Chag, what we call it Chag HaPesach, Chag HaPesach, it says in the Torah, Chag HaPesach. The Torah gives it another name, Chag HaMatzot, the holiday of the Matzot. And the question is, what is so important to call it Chag HaMatzot? I don't know, Sukkot, you also can call it Chag HaLulav. One of the mitzvot of Pesach is a matzah. If I have to call it in the tefillah also, in tefillah we don't say Chag HaPesach, we say Chag HaMatzot. In Birkat HaMazon, we say Chag HaMatzot. And the question is, what is this matzah? It's so important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give this Chag another name, Matzot. So comes the Mishnah, and that's the second Haggadah. And Gamliel Omer, Gamliel says, Kol Shelo Amar Shlosha Dvarim Elu, he did not say, Vidyumal, Yatsa Yedei Chobato. Got to say Vidyumal, and if not, he did not fulfill the obligation. Some Chachamim say what it means is that he did not even fulfill the mitzvah. Not just he did not fulfill the Haggadah. When a person works so hard before Pesach and he bought the best matzot, $40 a pound, maybe it's more this year, and comes to Pesach and he says the bracha and eats the matzah with all the restriction that he bought the matzah and he's not fulfilling the matzah. He wasted your time. He wasted your money, wasted your time. Unless, says Rabban Gamliel, you should say before that statement, matzah zosh anu ochlim al shumah. So you have to hold the matzah in your right hand, if you're righty, and you say, this is the matzah, why are we eating this matzah? And you got to say that. The men and ladies and children, there's no excuse for that statement. Without that statement, lo yatzai de chobato. You say, matzah zosh al shumah, so why do you have to, why do I have to have this matzah? That's the kavanah that you have to say in the Leil HaSeder. And somebody's going to ask you, why do you eat matzah in the Leil HaSeder? It says, because Hashem said to eat matzah. Gemara said, no, it's not true. That's not the reason. I says, then because we ate matzah in Egypt. That's not true. What do you have to say? I says, you have to say it with your mouth before, and that's when while you chew on the matzah, you have to have this in mind. Ashum shelo echmitz mitzikam shel abotenu. So when he came out of Egypt in the morning, midnight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and killed the firstborn. But Moshe told us we're not allowed to come outside the houses until the morning. In the morning we left. The morning we left, we had some leftover dough from the day before. But Hashem told us to eat matzah together with the piece of meat of sacrifice of Pesach with maror. We don't know why Hashem told us this. But, so we baked matzot. So we made some dough. And usually if you leave the dough rises. That's called chametz. The difference between matzah and bread is the same ingredients. It's flour with water. The only difference is, when you make bread, you let the dough rise. And it becomes chametz. Matzah, you have to hurry up after you mix the water with the flour. You have to bake it right away. So, the day before the Exodus, before we left, we baked matzot, because Hashem told us to eat matzah together with sacrifice of Pesach. So everybody had leftover dough. And then in the morning we left. So we took the dough along with us. That dough, Hashem made a miracle. The dough, as of yesterday, did not rise. שנאמר ויפו את המצק אשר הוציאו ממצרים מוגות מצות כי לא חמת. Hashem made a miracle. So what is the necessity to make this miracle? So the Gemara says, no, we loved, so-called, to take the leftover dough. Gemara says, שערי מצווה מעכבים את הפורענות. It's a big סגולה. If somebody has something that he did a mitzvah and he has some extra that was left from the mitzvah, it says that thing has a very powerful energy in it and protects the person from gzerot, from tragedies. For example, they say, let's say the one of the Havdalah, after we do the Havdalah, and there's some wine left in the plate, that line is a tremendous energy. Tremendous energy. But a lot of things can help. Gemara says, Shere Mitzvah, leftover. So, Gemara says, what is this? I said, since yesterday we baked some matzot, and we had leftover dough, so they decided to take the leftover dough along with us. And usually, dough that stays becomes chametz, he did not become chametz. The Torah says, Am Yisrael baked the dough, Asher hotziu mimitzrayim, ugot matzot kilo chametz. Ugot matzot kilo chametz. Shenemar, that's what Gemara says. That's what the Torah says, the sentence in the Torah. What is it? The Torah says, "Ki goshu mimitzrayim," because Paro chased us in the morning. "Velo yochlu litmameah," we couldn't stay longer to bake the dough. "Vegam tzedah lo asu lahem," we did not prepare any lunches, any food to take along with us, and therefore, "Ki lo echmitz." It's the kam shel avotenu. So therefore, we say that's what you have to say. That's what you have to know. The reason why we eat matzah on the night of Pesach, the rest of Pesach doesn't matter what we think. But the night of Pesach, that's what you have to have in mind. Why do we have matzah tonight? This is because our fathers came out of Egypt and they took dough along with them, and the dough did not become chametz. And that's what Hashem said, eat it at night. It means the whole Yeshua that we came out of Egypt, Hashem told us to eat matzah on the night of Pesach in Egypt, is, don't know why. I have no idea now. Now says, why are we eating tonight? Night of Pesach, why do you eat tonight? Why do you eat tonight? He says, well, when we left Egypt in the morning, so we took leftover dough, so what has to do with the night of Pesach? So maybe in the morning we should have eaten it. And so what? So it was a big miracle. Big miracle. So the Haggadah says, the sentence, the Haggadah says like this, "Matzah zu shanochlim al shuma," he says, "you know why I eat the matzah?" He says, "it's because shelo yispik betzikam shel avotenu lachmitz," it says, "the dough did not become chametz. Ad shenigla lehem melech malchei hamelachim ugaalam, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to them and redeemed them." It says, until what? Until Hashem revealed himself. But Hashem never revealed himself. It's not true. It is that Hashem came on midnight. But again, Hashem didn't reveal himself. Nobody saw Hashem. It says, Ad shenigla lehem. You say in the text, you have to say that. I say, what do you know? What is matzah? This matzah is because we came out of Egypt and we had some leftover dough, and then until Hashem revealed. What do you mean until Hashem? What do you mean Hashem? You don't say Hashem revealed, say, and Hashem revealed. We don't say Hashem revealed, say, until Hashem revealed. And then Hashem redeemed us. When did Hashem redeem us? Hashem redeemed us probably at night. No, in the morning. The morning Hashem Dimas. How did Hashem Dimas in the morning? That's the explanation. Maybe he came out. Not necessarily. But this is a crucial statement. Just that's when Mishnah said that you have to have it in mind. This is the whole Lel HaSeder. You needed a Haggadah, you did everything. You did not say that. You didn't understand what you said. You did not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Wasted your time. Wasted. You ate matzah for nothing. Nothing. Comes Ari, comes the Zohar, and they say matzah is a very powerful thing. Matzah is, Zohar calls it the bread of emuna. Bread of emuna. It means, since you see the matzah and you have in mind, so what it means is that matzah was coming out of Egypt as a dough, and the dough should have been chametz, and Hashem made a miracle, did not become chametz, we took it out, and we carried it, and we put it on our head, the Gemara says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu baked it with the sun, it says, still, I don't understand why I have to eat matzah, so what? Hashem made a miracle. So, a lot of miracles happen. So because of this, it's going to be called Hagamatzot. Hagamatzot, why? Because we took dough out of Egypt. So Chachamim tell us the secret of this Chag. The Mishnah said, "Bechag nidonim al tvoa, bePesach nidonim al tvoa." It says, "The Ari Zohar, Hashem decides." Says the Mishnah, "Hashem decides the Parnasa." But not real Parnasa, but Parnasa has to do with food. We have good food, we can have enough food, we'll be able to support ourselves. Let Hashem decides on Pesach. The Pesach and the Nima Natua, it's the Mishnah. Hashem decides to do it on Pesach. Not Moshe Shana. The Gemara says no, the Mishnah said no. Hashem decides to do it on Pesach. Chachamim tell us that one of the major things in our life is called emuna, that you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. So everybody says, I believe in Hashem. My question is, what does it mean exactly, belief? What do you mean you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because you come to Beit HaKnesset, because you do mitzvot, you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tests for us to see if we really believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Torah will tell us some information. First, the Torah describes the first meeting between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was a shepherd and he came to Har Sinai. And he came to Har Sinai and he saw a bush burning. Sneh is really a thorn bush. So the Gemara says the thorns are growing in a certain way that if a person sticks his hand inside the bush, nothing will happen to him. But in the minute he wants to pull it out, then the thorns will go inside his hand and it's going to bleed. Because they go one way. The thorns go one way. So when you stick, if you want to take something from the bush, it's easy. But to come out, it's impossible. Says the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu met Moshe Rabbeinu, and in Moshe Rabbeinu saw an angel inside the bush, and then Hashem spoke to him from a bush. Says the Gemara, why did Hashem speak? Why Hashem had to do such a thing? By the way, if you go to today to the mountain over there in the desert in Sinai, then the whole mountain is full of rocks. All the rocks have the picture of a bush, of the snare, the thorn bush. So the Gemara says, why did Hashem have to do it? If Hashem wants to speak to Moshe, Hashem can speak to Moshe. No. Hashem wanted to show Moshe something. What does Hashem want to show Moshe? Says the Gemara, Hashem wants to show Moshe that he suffers as well. What it means is, says the Gemara, that actually when Am Yisrael came down to Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along with them. And the Zohar said, not only Hashem came, the Neshamot of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the 12 tribes, they all came down to Egypt. And so called Hashem suffered together with us. not only because part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside us, the neshama. When a person suffers, the neshama suffers as well. So not just because of that, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually himself, he suffers. Imo Anochi Betzara, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually suffers when we suffer. Likewise, if the child suffers, his father suffers as well. Says the Gemara, Avot Mitztarim Bakever, says the Gemara, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, they suffer, and they very sad in Marat HaMachpelah when we suffer here. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same. Not only the same, the Gemara says, "B'mistarim tifkei nafshi." The Gemara says, after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cried. And he keeps crying all the time. Inside, the Gemara says, inside his rooms, upstairs. And Patach Eliyahu and the Zohar say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called swore that he will not go back to his palace upstairs unless he will have downstairs a palace together with us. So actually what it means is our father is sad all the time. Cries all the time, sad. And therefore the Gemara says, with Moshe Rabbeinu met HaKadosh Baruch Hu while Am Yisrael at the time they suffered so much slavery and torturing, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he's going to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu from a bush, a thorn bush, to show Moshe Rabbeinu how much he suffers as well, because we suffer. And therefore Chachamim say that this is really the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a little bit upset that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to take the job, even though Hashem told him, listen, Am Yisrael suffer this, and Moshe had a reason not to go, but your father suffered so much. And you see, Hashem revealed himself in the thorn bush, so Hashem suffered so much. So what do you mean he didn't go to take Am Yisrael out? Not for the sake of Am Yisrael, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for the sake of the neshamot of Am Yisrael, the neshama is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, suffers as well. So that's really, Chachamim say, this is the power of Tikkun Chatzot. That this being measured by a person if he cares about his father. So before you go to sleep, it says, Baruch Hashem, you have a bed, Baruch Hashem, air conditioner, heating, and all the good things, and you had a very good day, Baruch Hashem, and you have a roof and everything, and this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no house. So before we go to sleep, that this is time of judgment. The night is time of judgment. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the neshamot of the people. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if you care about him. So, what do you do? I say, Sitch my Israel, because I want protection. I want to say this, this, okay. What do you say about your father? Your father cries. So, therefore, that's the power of Tikkun Chatzot. The people sit on the floor and they say Tikkun Chatzot. That's to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we understand that he is our father and we care for him. So, if you care for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cares for you. You don't care for your father, as your father doesn't care for you. That's the power of Tikkun Chatzot. This is. That's what Rav Avadia brings in his book. He said, Slichot is in 5 months, he says. That says, if you have no time to say Slichot, and you have a little time, would you say Slichot or you say Tikkun Chatzot? He says, no, halacha, Tikkun Chatzot. The Zohar says, Tikkun Chatzot is one of the most important things. I said, this David HaMelech was granted to be the king over Shaul is because Tikkun Chatzot. He used to wake up 12 o'clock and cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sing the Shem Shedev Bet HaMikdash. Because it means that otherwise the Kadosh Baruch Hu is homeless. And Hashem cries for this because he has no house. So actually that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is expecting from us. He's expecting from us to see that we want Beit HaMikdash. That's really the purpose of Eretz Yisrael. It's not Eretz Yisrael because we have Elat in Netanya. It's because Yerushalayim. Let's say Abraham Avinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't need Eretz Yisrael, I need Beit HaMikdash for you. Not for me, for you, for you. I said, this is the real redemption that we have. The redemption is not that we coming out of Egypt. The Torah says, Be'etzim ha'yom hazeh yatzu kol tzivot bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Torah says, we came out of Egypt. The Torah says, accompany with us came all the angels from Shamaim, as well as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his name, as well as Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, as well as the 10 tribes and the Neshamot, of course. What it means is this is the redemption. A person doesn't want to leave so-called his father in Egypt suffer, or his grandfather, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So this is what really was the redemption. That means like this, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Israel, listen, I'm coming on midnight of the night of Pesach, and I'm going to take you out. And we're going out. The Torah says, we went out. But you have to know, Hashem went out along with us. That Hashem, so-called, suffered as long that we suffered, he suffered as well. So actually, we're very happy to come outside. And you have to come outside with happiness that really Hashem so-called is out. Actually, that's what we say Friday night, one of the Mizmorim, that we say that Moshe Rabbeinu made. It says, the Goyim will see, O Kolav Se'aretz, et Yishuat Elokeinu. It says, the main thing, when Mashiach will come, he says, so what do you see? So we say, Yishuat Elokeinu. You see, it says, Samech Nafsinim Bishuatecha. Samchinim Bishuatecha. It says, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, we expect to see that you, so-called, have redemption yourself. That you're happy. I said, right now you're crying. Right now is no home. Right now he swore that he's not going to go back to his palace unless he's going to have downstairs. It means unless we're going to come out of exile. And here comes the Torah, and the Torah paints it like this. And the Torah said, let me explain to you what happened. So I tell you what happened. So Hashem told us, you know, you should eat matzah together with the sacrifice of Pesach. And we made some dough, and the dough did not rise. And we decided that we're going to take the dough along with us. The Torah says, we put the dough on our shoulders. Says the Gemara, why you put it on your shoulders? You have donkeys. The Torah says, no, I love the mitzvah of matzah. I love the mitzvah of matzah, and I put it on my shoulder. What did I put? I put the dough. And then the Gemara says, eventually we put it on our head, and Hashem baked it. Says the Gemara, says the Torah, you know what happened? It says, we went outside, and everybody knew that they're coming out of Egypt and they're going to go to the desert. Moshe told them. And nobody prepared any food. Nobody prepared food? Can you imagine? World War is coming. Everybody runs to the supermarket. I happened to be in Israel a few wars. And every time we prepared for the war, the first thing we knew that we have to stack food. I said, there's not going to be no food. Here, Am Israel came out of Egypt. Nobody had any cans, nothing, no food cans, nothing. What do you have? Well, I have some leftover dough. That's all. I says, listen, you knew you're going, right? So, what did you think? What the babies gonna have? What the old people gonna have? What do you mean you didn't take anything in your bags? What do you mean they're gonna? You take nothing. Actually, the Gemara says, that's what Navi Yirmiyahu. The Gemara says, praise us. Zacharti la chesed nuurai chavat kolotech lefech hachai mevla beres lo zoruwa. Somebody can ask, you know what Hashem loves you? I'm Jewish. You know why Hashem loves you? Because we came out of Egypt. He didn't take no lunches with you, no food. And you know you're going to go Eretz Lozoruwa. And you knew you're going to go to the desert. You don't go to another city. Today we have, you go 1 hour on the plane already to serve your food. How can you survive without food? You go to Israel, from Israel to America, from 1 o'clock at night. Instead to go to sleep, they're serving food to everybody. I said, what do you mean serving food? Didn't you have supper at home? Supper and lunch and everything. It's 1:30 at night, 2 o'clock in the morning. He still has to have food. What do you have to have food now? Well, you have food now. Another portion, more bread, more meat, more this. So listen, didn't you have supper at night? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Who is having dinner at 2 o'clock in the morning? I said, that's what it is. That we left Egypt, we didn't take no food, zero food. So you didn't take no food with you. What happened to your people? So Gemara says, that's called trust, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trust. If Hashem told me to leave, Hashem would have told me, also, stack food, take some cans along with you. No, I didn't take nothing. I didn't take no cans along with me. I said, because Hashem did not tell me. Says the Gemara, Man Yaif Chai Yaif Mezone. Whoever gives you life gives you food. Says the Gemara, if you have food for today and you worry what I'm going to have tomorrow, it means you don't trust Hashem. Says the Gemara, you can't think like this. The Gemara says, you know why? Because how do you know you're going to be alive tomorrow? Can you
sign that you'd be alive in the morning? You know how many people went to sleep and didn't get up in the morning? So you worry about your food tomorrow, but you don't worry about your life. No, for sure you're going to get up. If you're food, you're going to get up. Says the Gemara, Hashem gives food to the live ones. Don't worry about it. Says the Gemara, did they ever see a dog go shopping? No. Says the Gemara, how come dogs don't go shopping? The Gemara said, do you ever see a fox? No. The Gemara said, do you ever see a lion carry baggages and suitcases on the street and he wants to get a tip from you? No. I said, why you have to do such a thing? He said, because you don't believe in Hashem, the Gemara says. That's your problem in life. Emunah means panasa. That's what actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do later to us with the man. That every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought man in the desert and you cannot leave from one day to the next. How do you know tomorrow morning you can have food in the desert? 40 years, every day. If you left over a little bit of food, had warm inside. I said, what's the purpose? The purpose is that means that you have to believe in Hashem 100%. But not to believe in Hashem that Hashem will supply. You have to believe that Hashem will not let go of you because Hashem is part of you inside. So inside of you, you have part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Neshama. And the Neshama suffers. So if a person doesn't have any food, the Neshama suffers. Because the Neshama really eats the taste and the smell of the food. That's what the Ari says. That's why if somebody doesn't eat, he dies. So the Ari, how come he dies? Why he dies? What? What the Neshama eats? Must be. Because if you don't eat, you die. So the Ari, yeah. The Neshama eats the taste and the smell of the food. Because the Neshama is a spiritual entity. So the Neshama doesn't eat. So how come somebody doesn't eat? Says Dari, all of a sudden he's dead. What do you mean he's dead? How come he's dead? Where's the Neshama? Where's the Neshama? Neshama died. What do you mean Neshama died? Neshama is because of the food. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu will not torch himself. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu is inside us. So the Neshama has to eat. I says, you believe in Hashem? Hashem will not so-called shoot himself? Will not kill himself? And that's the power of Emunah, that we have to have 100% Emunah in Hashem, and the Emunah starts the massive Parnasah. That's the Emunah starting upon us. And here comes the Torah and says, I want to explain to you something. The Torah says, you know what? Am Yisrael, we came out of Egypt, we didn't take no lunches with us. No cans, nothing, no food. So what did we take? We took some dough. It says, why did you take the dough? It says, tell you why I took the dough. I baked some matzot yesterday and I had the leftover dough. And Moshe told us at the night time that we have to sit in front of the blood on the doors, and we baked the matzot in outside in the yard. And Moshe told us, don't go. In the morning, we had the leftover dough, we wanted to bake it. And Moshe said, no, we have to leave. Paro said, get out. So we decided, you know what, it's the leftover dough, it's from a mitzvah, we don't throw it to the garbage, we take it along with us. So Hashem is going to show you something. What is going to show you? So the next 30 days, that leftover dough will be enough for everybody to eat. Don't have to go shopping, nothing. 30 days, everybody took a crumb and ate it. Better. I says, what do you see? I says, listen, if you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it for you, and you're not going to go out of Egypt because you want to go out of Egypt, because you want Hashem to go out of Egypt, because how can it be that my father suffers so much, he's in Egypt, and I need to make my father happy. So where are you going? I'm going to Israel. Where are you going to Israel? I'm going to be Beit HaMikdash in Eretz Israel. Okay, fine. Says Torah, says the Gemara, I'll tell you what happened. All of a sudden we got to Yom Suf. Six days later, we get to Yom Suf. It is Yom Suf, it says the Egyptians are behind us. And Moshe tells us, go inside the water. You go inside the water? What do you mean? Moshe, what do you mean go inside the water? Who has such a thing? Because this is the test of life. Before we had the test of food. The test of food. It says we didn't go out unless Moshe told us to go, and when we left, we had no food with us. Now we got to Yom Suf, Hashem is test, the next test. Hashem is telling you, you go inside the water. I said, I'm going to go inside, I'm going to die.
You went inside the water, right? So what happened? The Gemara says, Zekili van Veo. The Gemara says, at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. He says, Hashem opened the sky. He says, Hashem ish melchama, Hashem shmo. He says, the Gemara, we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a hero. He says, the Gemara, a maid who was able to see a vision of Hashem more than the vision of Yechezkel HaNavi. Yechezkel HaNavi, first chapter, says, I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I saw the chair, I saw the angels, everything. Gemara says, look, you see the description of Yechezkel? Nothing compare what we saw on Yom Sof. What do you mean? It means actually we have 100% Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that's called you reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in a thorn bush anymore. That's the accomplishment. That's what the Torah tells us. The first time Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem was in a thorn bush. To tell us, listen, I see how much I suffer. We got to Yom Suf, that's the second time we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we had the 100% trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what HaKadosh says, listen, you can eat matzah on Leila Seder, let me tell you what matzah is all about. It's not what you think, Hashem told you to eat matzah, no. So the Zohar is called the bread of Emunah and the bread of Geula. And he says, the word matzah, numerical value is 135, and Geulah is 45. It says, Chachamim say, have three matzot. Three matzot, three times 45 is 135. Matzah is 135. It means Geulah, redemption. Three times redemption is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's what he wanted all their life. That so-called Hashem should have redemption, not we. When Hashem redeems us, He redeems Himself, so-called. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu. Anochi yeredenecha mitzrayima, anochi yeredenecha gam olo. Hashem told Yaakov, when you go down to Egypt, I'll go along with you. When you're going to bring you back to Israel, I'll come along with you. But eventually, after the funeral, they all came back. Hashem came back over there. Hashem came back with them. Eventually, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Neshamot came, and the Shvatim came. Now, the job is to take them, not to take us. Because we worry about your grandfather. You worry about your father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what more worry? That I suffer, or I know my father suffers? Not only I know my father suffers upstairs, he suffers inside me. The Neshama suffers inside the person, when the person suffers. Says the Agadah, says the Mishnah, let me explain to you what the Kavanah that you have. This is well, so that's the night of redemption. Says, Leila Geula, tonight. He says, what is it? It's not your Geula, it's the Geula of Hashem. That's the whole problem. The people, Leila Seder, said, what do you have? I said, Seder. This is, the Zohar says, it's the night of redemption, but not your redemption. You have to redeem Hashem. You have to think in your head. Look what happened. The Agadah said, listen, matzah shenochlim, you have to hold matzah in your hand. It's like this. Matzah shenochlim al shumah, why you have the matzah? He says, you know why? I tell you why. Because our fathers came out of Egypt. That's the text reads it. And you have to know what you're reading. If you don't speak Hebrew, you have English, you have to read it in English. But you have to have it in mind. He says, you know what happened? He says, Shalom, speak with the Kam Shavotinu Lachmitz. He says, the dough did not rise. Okay, so until Hashem revealed Himself. When did Hashem reveal Himself? In Yom Suf. That's why we have Pesach 7 days. Because Hashem revealed Himself finally out of the bush on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Yom Suf. When so-called Hashem tested us the first day of Pesach with the trust that we left without any preparation, without any cans, without any food. Then 6 days later, Hashem said, okay, now the next test. The test of life. You listen to Hashem, you listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, or you worry about your life. He said, if you have emunah in Hashem, in Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to go straight in Yom Suf. But if Hashem said to go in Yom Suf, so Hashem said, am I going to be alive? I don't care. I just follow instructions, like a soldier in the army. You have to go, you have to go. You don't think, what's going to happen? I'm a soldier. You have to be a soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hashem said, are you my soldier? Hashem said, I'm out of the bush. And that's why Hashem revealed Himself in Yom Suf. That's what said Agada. Ah, Chiniglal Melech Achim Ugalam. Somebody asks you, when was the Geula? You say twice, in the morning and the evening, to Shacharit and Avit. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Israel, before 18. It says, when you say, so you read the text before, it says, Ma'avir Banav Gezer Yam Suf, before we say about Yam Suf, Yam Suf, Yam Suf, say, what Yam Suf? Hashem took us out of Egypt. No. When Hashem took you out of Egypt is nothing. You want Hashem change his entity from a thorn bush to a hero. As we said, Az Yashir, Hashem Yishmul Chama, Hashem Shmur. Zekin Ivan, everybody said, you see Hashem? Everybody said, oh, this is Hashem? Wow. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hashem in the thorn bush. Now Hashem is out. It's called, Ra'ukol Asarat Et Yishuat Elokeinu. Chachamim said, that's when Mashiach will come. That's expectation. So what do you mean? So Gemara Masechet Ha'anit, the last sentence says, it says, you know what, Mashiach will come, what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Gemara says, you know what? Hashem is going to call all the tzaddikim. And all the tzaddikim will dance. So what they're going to sing? They're going to sing like this. They're going to sing, Ze Hashem, this Hashem. Amar Bayom Ahu, Ine Elokeinu, Ze, Kivinu Lo V'Yoshiyenu. Says, you see, the tzaddikim will dance, and Hashem will be in the center, the Gemara said, and they're going to point with the finger. They're going to say, Ze Elokeinu, Kivinu Lo, we waited for him. Ze Hashem Kivinu Lo. Says, okay, so, Baruch Hashem, no. Then we don't say that. No, we don't say. We say, of course, we're going to say, we waited, but we waited for what? Nagila Venismecha Bishu'ato. That's the tzaddikim will sing. We didn't wait to see Hashem, the Mashiach came. We waited to see that Hashem's so-called head has his own Yeshua. Nagila nismecha bishu'ato. Not bishu'ati, bishu'ato. So maybe go ahead and man shmo be'ava. So Hashem suffers so much. Hashem is our father. I said, what do you have to worry the most? You worry about, I was in Egypt and I suffered. That's nonsense. Compare to the suffering of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Compared to the suffering of Amitzak and Yaakov. So let us say that you sit down and say, I have a matzah. What is it? No. You don't understand. Wrong. It's not you came out of Egypt. Yeah, Baruch Hashem came out. But again, my real idea on let us say that is Yeshuat Hashem. Not my Yeshua. As Chachamim said, that's called the Yeshua of Hashem. As Hashem revealed himself again in Har Sinai. And then Hashem revealed himself, the Gemara says Hashem opened up the sky in Har Sinai, and Hashem showed us, he is an older person. The Gemara says, an older person with a beard. Zakir Malei Rachamim. Rachamim. Rachamim said, this is the whole job of Pesach. That's Matzah Adoshan Ocholim. Says the Gemara, if you don't say that, you did not do the Matzah. Forget about it, the Matzah. The Matzah is, says Zohar, Geula. Says, Hashem is going to redeem you tonight. If you know what it means, redemption. Doesn't mean me. Gaal Israel. Yeah, Hashem Gaal Israel. Says, because I have a neshama inside, and Hashem suffered inside myself, and Hashem suffers upstairs. That's what the Chachamim says. The whole expectation, the person has to concentrate and to emphasize our time by Bet HaMikdash. Why Bet HaMikdash? Not because we need Bet HaMikdash. Because if we don't have Bet HaMikdash, Hashem doesn't have a house upstairs. Hashem small is not going to go to his house, and we have Bet HaMikdash here. For him, so-called our neshamot needs Bet HaMikdash here. But Hashem is in exile. Because it's called Shchinta Begaluta. And that's what it's called Chag HaMatzot. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu calls it in the Torah, Chag HaMatzot in Tefillah. We say Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaMatzot. What Chag HaMatzot is? It's not Chag HaPesach. No, you don't understand. Pesach is one thing. But you have to emphasize the Matzah. And that's what the Zohar says. The Matzah is very powerful. And that's the test of Emunah, Chacham Yosef. That's the test. The test of Emunah, says the matzah is a test. The matzah gives you, Chachamim said, the energy. When you eat the matzah and you chew on it, and you have Emunah in Hashem. Chachamim said, Hashem Yazor should not have to go this. Ravad said in Masechet Eduyot that it's not something to rule out that we're not going to go to a desert again when Mashiach will come. Like Geula Rishona, Ravad said that we went to the desert, it says, was a test. The test, the whole desert was a test. So if we prepare ourselves here, then we have 100% emunah, then we go to Yerushalayim. If we're not going to have 100% emunah, Rabbat said, don't rule out, you might go to the desert. You might again go to the whole system, so-called to achieve emunah. And so Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this matzah in order to skip it, not to go to the desert. Rami said, it's the Kavanah. If matzah in El HaSeder, then the Zohar said, that's the night HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come. He's going to hear the shofar. The shofar is for what?
Hashem is so called for Hashem himself. That Hashem wants to come out of exile, not just we. We have this kavanah, Hashem will come up amen. Amen. Amen.